I suppose the great thing about the Breeders' Cup victory was that it was, to a large degree, unexpected. He could go and ride the horse like a 50-1 shot, and he was, you know, if he picked up the pieces, it was great. But then, as he turned into the home straight, it was pretty obvious from the way the horse was travelling that he was going to pick up more pieces than maybe Connections had imagined. And they are the best horses to ride. I've been a jockey's agent myself for 22 years, and quite often you can put your jockey on certain horses and hope they win and they underperform or they disappoint. And then the ones that you least expect to perform, they're the ones that you actually enjoy winning most, because it's that unexpected nature of it. But look, it was a great weekend for him. It was a great year for Dylan, because literally from the get-go, Joseph principally had his back from the word go. He made him his number one, and to be number one rider with Joseph O'Brien instead of Joseph splitting up the rides between the few riders as he has done up to this year, Dylan rode all the horses. So once you have that kind of a backing, I mean, you've, you know, 100 plus horses that you have first call on, that gives you a huge stepping stone in terms of trying to be champion jockey, because it's every day, it's relentless. And unlike in the UK, Ireland is very unique. There's very few second meetings, so you can't pick and choose which meeting you ride. So every day, every race, you're riding against the best. And that's what makes winning big races in Ireland, whether they be Group 1s on the flat or over jumps or big races, you're competing against the best every single day. So the it can't be over egged in any shape or form what a big deal it is to be champion jockey in Ireland. Colin Keane has been champion jockey for the last 5 years. Pat Smullen, God be good to him, was the previous champion. And then Mick Kinnan and Johnny Murtha were multiple champions. So Joseph was champion jockey as well. So he's joining, you know, some great names, and he's only 22 years of age. But he could go safe in the knowledge that he had the championship in the bag before he went to ride in the Breeders' Cup, and then to go and win the way he did. And, you know, it's important to note as well that he had two or three rides over there, so he got a good feel of the track, knew the way the races were run, and all of these things played into his hands too. But, you know, hats off. Like, what he did on Saturday was fantastic. But just over the course of the season, like, he's got a real... Colin Keane mightn't have been here all of the time, but I'd say he got a real, real kick out of the championship, and I'd say it's the first of many he's going to win.
Certainly, and that partnership with JP O'Brien and Aidan O'Brien in the background there as well is important cogs in the wheel. Looking ahead, what does the future hold for Dylan? How far do you think this young man can go in the world of horse racing?
Well, look, the world is his oyster. I always maintain that Ireland is the hardest jurisdiction to make an impact. Like, we've seen countless jockeys not make it in Ireland, go to England and succeed. So it's a very difficult place to do it. But the one thing that you need, it's a bit like playing any sport. Once you have the backing and once you have a supply line, you have a chance. Because he is in the job that he has, he's got a real chance. And as you say, you know, he's connected to Aidan's yard too. Now, he didn't ride any Group 1 winners for Aidan, nearly did, but he didn't. And I suppose that's his next aim, possibly. But, like, he's going away to Hong Kong early in the new year. He'll probably ride away in Dundalk for the winter. He was in Australia last year. He's picking up really valuable experience in terms of the different jurisdictions as to where you need to finesse and hone your skills. And, like, the one thing is, he's incredibly fit. He's young. He's a huge amount in his favour. I'm not going to say that he's going to win the championship for the next 5 years, because you need everything to go right. You need to be injury free. You need to be suspension free. And he was this year. So all things going according to plan. He's got a very good manner with people. He's extremely good in terms of his media duties after racing. He's a very polite young man. So he's a huge amount going for him. And he's well liked as well. And trainers want him, and trainers want to use him. So it's impossible to say how high he'll go, but I think for the moment he should treasure what he has. What he has done over the last 3 to 4 years since he started riding has just been quite incredible. It's been great to watch. It's been a great battle with Colin Keane this year. Colin's not going to go away anywhere soon. There's a lot of good riders coming through, but it just as I mentioned earlier, you do need the backing and the support of a big yard. And when it's when you're racing every day and it's a numbers game in Ireland, once you have numbers and once you have a supply line of good horses, that puts you in pole position to be champion jockey again next year.
Brilliant year for Dylan. And I think it's fair to say horse racing in Donegal in general is on an upward curve, Dave. There's an awful lot of young talent coming through the ranks.
There is. Paddy McGettigan is a very good young rider. He's coming through. Oisín Orr is doing particularly well in the UK. Luke McAteer is having a very good year. And it goes right back to Martin Harley, who was, I think he could have been champion apprentice in Ireland too. He made big inroads. He rode a classic win in Ireland. He went over to Australia. He's done well as well. So it's quite bizarre that there's so few trainers in Donegal. I think Dylan's relations, I think they're the only trainers in Donegal that I can recall. So it's very, very unusual to have that amount of jockeys coming through. And it obviously goes down to the pony circuit and pony racing because it's so strong in that part of the world. Like, the nearest race course is Sligo. So it's quite bizarre what's going on. But it's great to see that you have that outlier whereby Dylan might start to inspire younger kids to come through and fulfill their dreams. And, you know, the clip of him when he was a 12-year-old has gone viral, of him wanting to be champion jockey. And to go and do it within such a short period of time, like, when we were all 12, we all had dreams, but sure, most of the dreams, they fell on deaf ears within a few months. So it's quite extraordinary what he has achieved over the last 4 years, essentially, when he really came on the radar of most of us. But as you pointed out, there's a lot of young riders coming through, and the more that come through, the better, because the game needs them. The game needs to nourish that talent. Paddy McGettigan is doing very well in Johnny Murthy's. Luke McAteer has got a good job at David Mernan. Oisín Orr is doing well over in Richard Fahey. So it's great to see, and long may it continue.